Hello, 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 John Mason. How is everybody? Hope you're all well. Coming up, my congregation will be celebrating Purim, the wild and crazy rockin' and rollin' holiday, where we commemorate the downfall of the tyrant Haman, who wanted to massacre all the Jews in the Persian Empire. Except foiling his plans was Esther, the niece of Mordecai, married to the king Ahasuerus, who's a bit of a twit. And after she told Ahasuerus that she herself was a Jew, everything went downhill for Haman. It's so wonderful, isn't it? When tyrants and despots who think a little too highly of themselves come crashing down. Such is the way of
Kenneth McGregor.
Oh, hold on. Like I said, life and truth. Such is the case of what happened to Haman is about to happen to Donald Trump. The New York State Attorney General, Letitia James, has begun the process of seizing Trump's real estate assets, starting with his golf course and country club in Westchester County. And pretty soon there's going to be judgments filed against Trump's other properties, such as his precious Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, his precious 40 Wall Street, and his various apartment buildings, hotels, what have you. It'd be good to understand what exactly is the value of his properties. You know, he's always bragged that he's his multi-mega billionaire. It can't scrape together the $464 million with interest to post a bond so I can appeal it in court. All this time he's bragged about being a billionaire. Now he's got either $5 billion or $8 billion, depending on what he's talking about to a crowd, depending on this crowd. But what does he really have besides his big mouth? Be interesting to see the real value of his properties. He's in trouble in New York State because he's always inflated or deflated his property values. He would inflate the value of his properties if he was trying to get a loan from a bank. And he would artificially deflate the value of his properties for tax purposes, so he didn't have to pay so much in taxes that we have to pay or else. But I digress. He's always advertised himself as his business whiz, his billionaire. And so many people have fallen for it. And all of his business ventures have proven to be disasters. Like his Trump Plaza in Atlantic City. That was taken down, demolished, at the same time as, that was 20 years, that was about, I'd say, in 22, I believe, when the Trump Tower, the Trump Plaza in Atlantic City, it was imploded, and at the same time when the Conservative Political Action Conference was meeting, as Some genius trundled out a fiberglass, goldish statue of Trump, and people were worshiping it. And the Torah portion for that weekend was when Moses was away for a little too long, and the Israelites, alas, succumbed to worshiping the golden calf. That's what Trump had to offer, a golden calf, which did nothing for people. So his Trump University sold people false hopes that they could become real estate tycoons like himself. Everything with his name on it was a disaster. Trump wine, Trump vodka, Trump water, Trump airlines, Trump World Magazine, Trump Magazine, Trump Steaks, Trump the Board Game, and now he's got this line of sneakers. In his mind, that's his pathetic attempt to reach out to the African-American community. Playing on thinking about stereotypes about African-Americans, like they just play basketball, wear sneakers, etc. Those false hopes and dreams he was selling is what he sold people. And now the hopes and dreams are crashing down, like the Trump Plaza, and like the golden calf, the Israelites messed up by worshiping. And so is the Trump Empire itself. But there's still people who still believe in the golden jackass that is Trump. Still believe that he's this billionaire business whiz. Still believe that he's God's avatar for America. And so, those are the people we worry about. And they're violent. It's not for nothing that he went to that town in Ohio, or Dayton. It spoke at Dayton outside the airport. And it proclaimed there was going to be a bloodbath if he's not reelected. He means it. His followers are that fanatical, that vicious enough to do what he tells them. Even, have you seen what they've done on January 6, 2021? It's just seared in my mind. I mean, just the sight of these raving maniacs trying to kill Congress members, screaming, hang Mike Pence, and trying to destroy the lives of our Congress members, human beings, and trying to destroy our very democracy. And the amazing thing is that even after the Republican leaders in the Senate and House, like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, they all acknowledge that Trump bore responsibility for these raving maniacs ransacking the Capitol. They knew it. But what did they do? They went ahead and they stuck with Trump. Kissed the golden ring, among other parts of his body, and said they would back him. Can you imagine? They're paying homage to the man, if you can call him that, the man who tried to get them killed. Or rather, he set his raving goons on them to kill them. And of course, he doesn't want to soil his tiny little hands with their blood, does he? That's the class of people Trump comes out of. They try to set one faction of working people and low-income people against all the others, counting on their lack of education and counting on their misguided religious zealotry, so that they can retain power. And Trump is even proving too much for his own billionaire class. None of them at all, are helping pony up the money to pay off the judgment that the state of New York imposed, the $464 million with interest. Apparently, he served his purpose, and they're too much even for them. So, if we have any damn hope of saving our democracy and proving it, I say, get out there and vote. Pay attention to the issues. Study up on them. And get out there and vote. That's how we'll beat them. In Pennsylvania, April 23rd is the primary election day. And throughout the country, November 5th is the general election. So please, get out there, stampede the polls, and vote. Like our lives, our democracy depend on it, because it does. Okay, I'm all talked out for now. The advertisements. All this work I'm doing, my media work, my poetry, my fiction, my blogs, my podcasts, and my YouTube channel, it's all work. I should be paid for my work. And to be able to move it further, move it to a higher level. So, I ask people to please donate to the buttons on the website. The website is johnomason.com. And when you hit the website, you click either the Buy Me a Coffee button or the PayPal button and donate. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. It's because of you that I'm doing this work. And also, my novel, Soldier of the Cross, is available on Amazon.com. It's the story of David Lucas, who is a young man in the early 60s, is a drunk and a whore chaser and a school bully. He gets in trouble in the army. He comes out of it as a born-again fanatical Christian, striving to be a manly man for Jesus. But the way he goes about it leads him to disaster. Please purchase it. Soldier of the Cross on Amazon.com. And also, Hemporific is a lovely little CBD product store located on Snyder Avenue, near 15th Street in South Philadelphia. There you'll find some of the finest cannabis-infused products. Flower and gummies and candies and lip balm and hand sanitizer and dog treats. Dog treats, yeah. Please, please look them up. HemporificLLC.com. And also, my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Michelle is excellent in helping you develop your small business or professional career. Let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other professionals and small entrepreneurs. Do please look her up. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay. Alrighty then. That's our assignment. And let's not fail. We can't fail. We can't fail. A second Trump regime will be the downfall of what's left of our democracy in this country.
And since
the Republican Party is now the Trump Party, the Trumplican Party, a wholly owned subsidiary of Trump, with his lackeys, including his own daughter-in-law, in charge of running it, she proclaims as the first priority of the party is to re-elect Trump. And never mind all the offices lower down the ballot, you know, senator and representative and county commissioner, state reps, all that. They don't care about that. It's all about Trump. So, that's the state of the Republican Party. And I urge everyone to vote Democrat. Oh yes, I am a committee person, a Democrat committee person in my ward in Philadelphia. And I assure you, I have to say it, the Republican Party is totally infested with the Trump virus. So I urge everybody to vote Democratic. And that way, the Republican Party, hopefully, will have a reassessment, and Trump is not president ever again. Okay? That's it for now. For now. More to come. I bid you all a nice weekend. Happy Purim. Shabbat Shalom. Bye.